We are joined by Dan Ventura for the Boston Herald. Danny, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill.
Let's get right to it, Bob. But let's talk first about a couple of notes from last weekend. What can you share with us? What were the big stories from last weekend's high school football before we get to look into this week? What are your takeaways?
Well, the one that really jumped out was, you know, King Philip taking on Xaverian and basically beating them at their own game. I mean, that was a very impressive win there for the Warriors. You know, to step up, play, you know, a team that was ranked number two, and you know they beat them, and it was not a fluke. They outplayed them, and certainly deserved the win. You know, a lot of props to head coach Brian Lee and his staff. You know, they accepted the challenge, and as it showed, they were clearly up to it.
Yeah, the again, I want to talk about this week's games, but historically, Danny, you're telling me before we started that there's a big coaching matchups or coaching matchups this week.
Yeah, you get two guys who actually are very close friends off the field, Stoneham's Bob Almeida and Shaheen's Al Costaville. They're both going for their 200th win Friday night. Shaheen is playing at Greater Lawrence, and Stoneham is playing at Wakefield. And, you know, certainly, you know, I think that I have to check the number, but I think you're probably looking at no more than 50 to 60 coaches in state history who've done it. So it's, you know, it's quite an impressive milestone if they were both to achieve it that night, Friday night.
Yeah. You know, my path has crossed with both of those guys over the years. Al Costaville maybe many few years ago, but boy, you kind of like, if you have the term football coach and you put a pitcher next to it, one of those guys would fit right in. They're classic football coaches, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're certainly old school guys, and they take pride in the fact that they are old school guys. They you know, some of these guys, they're offended by it at times because it makes it seem like, you know, they're a little outdated. But these two guys, they make no bones about it. They're proud of the fact that they're old school, yet they both have been able to change with the time. So while their philosophies tend to be old school, they still relate to the younger kids, and you know, the results speak for themselves. But both of them have been very successful. And, you know, that's the bottom line right there for them.
Using your expertise, Danny, I want you to tell me a little bit more about a Merrimack Valley matchup where you got Andover going up against Central Catholic this weekend.
Well, it's certainly a huge – I mean, Andover's undefeated. They really haven't been challenged. And, you know, they're going to certainly be challenged this week against a team that, you know, everyone feels if you're going to win the Merrimack Valley Large, you've got to go through Central Catholic. So it'll be an interesting test to see, you know, how far along Andover's become. They have pointed to this year. They were very young last year, pretty much the whole team back. And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, it's certainly a barometer game for Andover.
I obviously love your expertise away from the North Shore to share that with our listeners. But here on the North Shore, on Friday night, you have Bishop Fenwick and St. Mary's Catholic Central League matchup, and that looks like a huge game.
I mean, I'm impressed with St. Mary's. You know, they played Bishop Fian last week, and I thought Bishop Fian had a shot to win that game. But, you know, you don't bet against Dave Brown. You know, you get the ball in his hands, good things happen, and he returned the punt 75 yards for the game winner. So, I mean, certainly a great win for St. Mary's. Fenwick, they just see, you know, every year you say, well, this is the year that, you know, Dave is going to take his hits here. You know, they lost a lot of guys. Yet you look at him, you know, year after year, you know, his team's always in the hunt.
No, exactly. And I got to ask you about this one here, the Northeast Conference matchup this Friday night with Marblehead playing host to Peabody. Peabody just seems to get stronger and stronger each week. Now at 3-0, Marblehead with a 23-game unbeaten streak. They're also at 3-0. And this looks like a great NEC matchup, maybe the biggest one Marblehead's faced in the conference in a while.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Peabody, you know, it's not 23, but Peabody's got their own 9-game winning streak, which doesn't sound like a lot. But in Eastern Mass, I think it might be third or fourth overall. I think they'd be just behind Catholic Marblehead, Catholic Memorial, and Pingree, and I think Peabody is fourth. So obviously, you know, being the genius that I am, I can predict that someone's streak will end Friday night. That's as far as I can go there, though.
Man.
But as, Yeah, as far as Peabody, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, how Shea Lynch attacks the Marblehead defense, because he certainly has had his way so far. But, I mean, I think it's safe to say that the Marblehead defense will be the biggest challenge Peabody has faced to date.
Exactly, and I'll be fascinated to see, you know, the approach, as you point out. I think what you said makes a lot of sense, is that Lynch can attack you different ways, but it'll be interesting to see what Marblehead, how they attack him, to be quite honest with you. Yeah,
we've talked about St. Mary's with Dave Brown. Marblehead's got their own version in Connor Cronin. I mean, he seems like one of these guys that could probably do anything on the field. You know, they play him in a variety of different positions, and he excels at all of them. He's just, I mean, I guess the only way to describe him, he's the ultimate winner.
Well said. Hey, Dan, anything else you want to share with us about this weekend's high school football around Eastern Mass?
No, I think you're looking at, you know, we're almost at the midway point of the season, and it's just flying by with this 8-game schedule. And you look at, you know, this is going to be the week where a lot of the team, you know, you had talked about Peabody Marblehead, we talked about Andover Central. This is where, you know, you're going to start getting into league play. And I think you'll, you know, in the next 2 weeks, you'll find out who the pretenders are and who the contenders are.
You know, Dan, I'm thinking when we get into league play, that's time for pumpkin spiced donuts or coffee or whatever. I think we're really into that season right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the first time this year I had to close the windows last night. It was pretty nippy.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to try the cider donut for sure very soon here. All right. Well, Dan, always good talking with you.
We can discuss that next time.
You got it. I'll let you know. All right. There you go. Dan Ventura with us from the Boston Herald. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.